A word for you from Proverbs chapter 18 verse 1. Whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. In the Amplified Bible it says, he who willfully separates and estranges himself from God and man seeks his own desire. In other words, that person who isolates himself is basically selfish to the core. That's what God's word says. You might say, well, the isolation I experience is because of other people. They've done this to me, and you are very sorry for yourself. Yes, if it is the circumstance that God has allowed, like for David, there was a time when he was isolated from the kingdom. Saul was hunting him down, but he never isolated himself from man and God. He was in tune and fellowship with God all the time. But here it speaks about a different type of isolation. The person who is depressive or feels that he just wants to be alone, doesn't want to hear anything from anybody, let alone God. Or sometimes that person might feel deeply spiritual and say, I just want to be with God only. And yet, if it's a selfish motive, and you are breaking out against all sound judgment, as it says at the end of the verse, then God condemns that as seeking your own desire. You see, the person who easily gets depressed often makes himself even more depressed by getting all alone, locking himself in his room, isolating himself, in other words. Whereas God, especially with the good news of the New Testament, says that we can have fellowship. A true Christian loves fellowship. He loves being in the light. He loves being with his brothers and sisters in Christ. He has fellowship together with them because of his fellowship with God, according to 1 John chapter 1. And yet, the person who nevertheless sees himself as a Christian, but who isolates himself, that person is in deep trouble. Kazi ukuthi wena uyinkomo edle yodwa, awufuni ukuthi ube nabanye abazalwane. You are isolating yourself. You perhaps thinking you're deeply spiritual, you're getting alone with your Bible and God. Well, there are times the Lord Jesus even spoke about the private times of prayer. And yet never isolation. The gospel of grace brings us into fellowship with God and fellowship with his people, not to isolate ourselves.